Oh, I'm in Biscay. My feet are... I feel like I've got razor blades in my shoes and I'm walking on glass over hot coals. That's how bad my feet are. But mentally, this is just so, so tough. It's bordering on torture, this. It's the toughest thing I've ever had to face now, bringing this run home in 100 days. I don't want to do it in 101, 102. It's got to be 100 as far as I'm concerned. And it's been playing on my mind for the last 4 or 5 days, big time. And it's so tough.
Well, we've got faith in you. You believe in yourself, which is absolutely right. And a lady who has never stopped believing in you, and I'm sure is supporting you all of the way, is your lovely wife, Katie, Mrs. Run Geordie Run. We've got her on the phone now. Hiya, Katie.
Hi.
You're listening to Mark there talking, and obviously it is just such a test. This man is just a superstar. What have you been thinking the whole time?
We've always had no doubt that he'll be able to do it. What Mark's got is gumption and determination amongst anything. You know, when he first started, everybody was a bit dubious because he'd eaten far too many pies. And I think the weight was on the heavier side. But the support he's had has been absolutely amazing.
Mark, what has Katie's support meant to you?
Katie and Jack have been the mainstay of this whole run, not just for the last 99 days, but for the last 3.5 years since I told them I was going to do it. And, you know, spend a lot of our life savings doing it. It's as much as a sacrifice for them as it is for me. And I'm so proud of the way that they've backed us. And their support means the world to me. And it's enabled me to raise all of these funds for the two charities.
Do you know what? I know it might seem like a cruel thing to do to get you know together to talk to you, but do you know what? I just think it conveys to the people listening just what you've sacrificed as a family, not just as a person, Mark, but as a family. The time that you've spent away from each other and the time that you've spent planning. You've just mentioned the financial things, which, you know, I don't think many people actually have taken into consideration the fact that you've spent your life savings on this trip to raise money for two charities.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so worthwhile. You know, I lost my parents, both of them, to cancer. And ever since then, I just want to do everything I can in my powers to repay the debt of gratitude that I feel. Katie and Jack are now part of that. They never got to meet my parents, unfortunately. It's just their backing and the backing of the general public means so much.
And everybody back here is loving you. Absolutely loving you, mate. You're 120% behind you.
That's fantastic to hear.
And you can do it.
As I love the two charities as well. The Children's Foundation and St. Benedict's Hospice, they're just brilliant. So I appreciate everybody's support. And on behalf of them as well, I appreciate the support.
And let's put all this lovely support into cash.
Exactly.
If we can. If you get onto RunGeordieRun.com, get on there, go for the Just Forgiven pages. There's two on there. Whichever one you want to choose for, let's donate some money and let's make the last couple of days, let's make it a big couple of days for finances for the two charities.
Well, listen, Katie, have you got anything you'd like to say to Mark while
I've
you're on the phone?
I've got a little man here who's desperate to say something about his dad.
Oh, Jack, get Jack on.
Go on.
Dad.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm very proud of you doing this run.
Oh, thank you. Not as proud as I am of you for supporting us all of this time. And I'll be back home next Friday. We'll have a lot of fun.
I'll be looking at you playing on the Xbox with you because Mum has no skills of playing on it.
Oh, well, we'll finish here.
Yeah, Mum's got no skills on the Xbox, Dad, so if you can get home sooner, that would be brilliant, OK?
So just let him sit down on the Xbox for a bit and you get him a tin of beer from the fridge.
He doesn't drink.
Yeah, what?
I think you will when he gets back.
what is this beer you speak of?
I'll tell you, mate, he will be flowing jugs when you get home, son, I'm telling you.
I just want to say 3 words. Run your...
Yes! Get some of your young'un and get running, man.
Yep, that's the plan.
Brilliant.
Well, listen, hopefully the next time we speak to you, you'll be somewhere in Manhattan, maybe, who knows?
Yes, I might have finished it this way. I mean, this call has just given me such a boost.
Brilliant.
It really has. So,
good on you.
I'm going to be flying into Manhattan now, I think.
Thanks for taking the time out and speaking to us, OK?
See you in a
bit. Right, crack on the mark. Speak to you later.
See you. Bye.
Come on. Bye. Bye. Bye.